Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Kurt Heisler. We're talking Holton girls basketball. The Lady Wildcats competed in the Tonganoxie tournament this week in the semifinals. In fact, later tonight, Holton girls 4-6 on the season and 2-5 in the Big 7 League. Before we talk about Tonganoxie, last week's one that we kind of tried to forget about, Coach, and just move on pretty quickly. I had the tough game against Perry that we mentioned, and unfortunately that kind of carried over to Riverside a little bit last Friday. Team scoreless through the first nearly 12 minutes of the game and down 12-0 at the end of one quarter. So that game specifically, I know, is a lot like Perry, and it just seemed like too many struggles offensively, not as many turnovers, but the girls' shots just weren't falling there last week.
Yeah, Friday night against Riverside, we got off to a slow start. Give Riverside some credit. Their defense, they kind of sped us up and got us out of rhythm on offense, and we didn't get that many shot attempts, and when we did, seemed like we were just a bit rushed in what we were trying to do on offense, like you said, the first 12 minutes. However, really proud of the way the team responded in the second quarter and fought back, got the game to 7 points at halftime and gave themselves a chance in the second half. And defensively, our assistant coaches put together a really good game plan, and the girls did a really nice job of executing the plan that we had to try to, you know, limit the touches of their best player and force her off her spots and make her uncomfortable. And you got to give Riverside credit. They had a role player step up and score 13 points to help their team.
Yeah, Brooke Flewellian scored 9 in that game. The good news is the team played much better. The offense appeared to be back on track in some different ways against Tonganoxie on Monday. You beat the Chieftains on their home court, doubled them up 46-23. Double-digit scoring in every single quarter. And again, Brooke Flewellian had 9, Tierra Dodd 9, and Brooke Wilcott got her 14. What did you see that you liked and felt like your team did better there against Tongi on Monday?
Well, one of the things that I thought we did really well was we shared the ball, and we had 13 assists on 20 made field goal attempts, which is fantastic. We took good care of the ball. I know statistically we end up with 19 turnovers. I think 3 or 4 of those were late in the ball game. But we shared it well. We took good shots. We took good care of the basketball to get good shots. And you know, for me, the difference in the ball game was the points in the paint. We made a concerted effort to get the ball inside and try to get to the foul line some. I know we didn't get there a bunch, but I felt like attacking the paint through our bigs helped us, you know, get some open looks from the three-point line as well. So we had a balanced attack, and the girls were aggressive, and they were playing to the plan on both ends and deserved a good win there.
Good news is you're in the semifinals of your midseason tournament here, but you're going to have a rematch against a good team in Bonner Springs. They beat Wamego in a tight game on Tuesday, so you got a rematch with Bonner Springs here Thursday night at 7:30, and then, of course, a game Saturday afternoon as well. At least that one will be against a different team that you haven't faced, but it looks like it'll be against a pretty good team at that. So what's kind of the game plan as you get settled back in here and have a few extra days now to try to finish this Tongi tournament strong?
Well, so first of all, one of the things that I learned coaching with Coach Holliday about midseason tournament is the importance of your team improving and learning more about itself and the value of those games helping you the rest of the season. And so we've been working on really demanding more toughness, understanding that it's going to be a more physical game in a tournament, and hopefully that prepares us for the postseason. And so we've been working hard on being more physical in practice and learning how to protect the ball, be strong with it. We're going to play a fantastic Bonner Springs team here tonight. And, you know, they have a Division I talent that is really difficult to guard, and it's not something that one player can do. So we're going to have 5 players that are really trying to, you know, minimize her touches and make it difficult for her, and probably most importantly, we've got to make sure that we take care of the ball on offense so that we can play offense in the ball game and not play defense all night. And if we can do that, give ourselves a chance in the fourth quarter, put some pressure on them, we'll see what happens.
One great player, we certainly know that, for Bonner Springs, but hopefully a better result here the second time through all 4 quarters. Coach, best of luck finishing the Tonganoxie tournament in that new gym. Pretty cool atmosphere this week in Tongi. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks, Justin.
Coach Kurt Heisler, the Holton girls. We'll talk Wildcat boys basketball next.